From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Friday, June 6th. As Chico officials look for new strategies to address the city's homelessness crisis, many are starting to focus on the so-called service resistant. Some advocates are pointing to a nearby county that's helping that population. They argue more effectively. NSPR's Alex Stutson reports.
Showers here, women's, men's, we have ADA compliant showers, facilities, and we also have, hi Stacy, how are you? You always have the best outfits, I'm telling you. What is going on? Like, I love it. How you been? You been good?
Yeah, I've been good.
You've been good? Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Gabe Starkey chats with residents as he shows off the amenities at a managed campground in Placer County. He's the program director with the nonprofit The Gathering Inn, which operates the county's mobile temporary shelter site. It has a single building for meals, which also hosts its case managers. It's connected to a dirt yard with a community garden, all surrounded by a chain link fence.
So we have 55 tents. Couples are allowed. We serve up to 60 people. Animals, behavior-based, they are allowed as well.
Much like Chico's micro-shelter site, the story of this one begins with a lawsuit. A large encampment of unhoused residents had formed around the county government center in Auburn. While it was being removed, some residents had their belongings destroyed, and they sued the city. As a result of the settlement of that lawsuit, Placer County agreed to set up a site for unsheltered residents, and they did it in under 6 months. The site is low barrier, meaning residents do not have to be sober to stay there. They get 3 meals a day, and there's a laundry service. Starkey says it also offers life skills classes and one-on-one support. It's not just a place to stay.
When people come in here, they're agreeing to participate in case management. They're agreeing to attain sobriety. They're agreeing to addressing their mental health. They're agreeing to, if they're unemployed, getting employed. They're agreeing to work towards sustainable housing.
He said staff looked at data to find which issues commonly kept people from keeping their housing long term, and they created programs and classes to help residents build the skills they need.
We know mental health's an issue. We know housing is an issue. So we try and substance use is a barrier for our guests. So what we try and do is build our programming around that and offer them services in-house that they can utilize to better their situation.
That includes everything from anger management and art therapy classes to financial literacy training. Staff also follow up with residents for up to a year after they secure permanent housing to make sure they can keep it. It's these types of wraparound services, paired with the small, non-congregate, low-barrier site, that have many in Chico, including the county's most recent grand jury, looking towards Placer's mobile temporary site. It has been successful. Since July of 2023, the site has permanently housed over 20 people, and 20 more have moved to another shelter where sobriety is required. Starkey says over 90% of residents who received permanent housing have stayed there, which he credits to the year of follow-up case management offered by staff. In Chico, many community members have been debating how to support unhoused residents who aren't using shelter services. Chico resident Rob Berry spoke to this at a recent meeting of the city's ad hoc committee on homelessness.
A large part of the existing homeless population is service resistant, and none of the programs that we're talking about really address the service resistant person, which are causing most of the difficulties.
City officials have said they want to find new ways of serving that population and new combinations of services that aren't presently in Chico. Life skills classes are vital in helping someone overcome the barriers keeping them from staying housed. The city's micro-shelter site, Genesis, is run by the nonprofit The Jesus Center. The 177 shelter site offers case management as well as these types of classes. But the classes are not hosted on site and are instead at another building over a mile away. Additionally, due to the settlement agreement and the housing first model the site must follow, Genesis cannot force any guests to meet with caseworkers or access services. Case management and life skills classes are offered on site at the nearby Torres Community Shelter, but that site is a congregate dorm and not individual rooms or micro shelters like Genesis. Taylor Bunch is the director of the Torres Shelter. She says sites with fewer people and individual shelters like Placer County facilities are a good alternative to congregate shelters, which don't work for everyone.
Folks with severe mental illnesses, they may not do well in a congregate setting where there's folks all around them, or if they have severe PTSD and they need to know where an exit is and there isn't a bunk available to do that, or what have you. They may need a non-congregate option.
The Torrey Shelter recently overhauled its case management and life skills programming. Bunch says now the shelter puts almost 200 people a year into permanent housing. Advocates here say that no matter what, there needs to be more shelter sites available in Chico. Bunch says every little bit helps.
So we have to start somewhere, and small is good too. The small ones are huge ones. And so I think we can look at what is working elsewhere, and we don't have to go that far to do it.
Bunch hopes the city's desire for new initiatives could lead to more opportunities for the unhoused residents in Chico who have slipped through the gaps in service. In Chico, I'm Alex Dutson.
In other news, if you see plumes of smoke above Oroville this weekend, it's probably from a prescribed burn. NSPR's Eric Adams reports fire agencies and a local tribal crew will be taking care of risky vegetation.
The burn is planned for tomorrow and will cover more than 300 acres of land. The Mechoopda Tribal Stewardship Crew and Butte County Fire will begin the burn at the Camelot Equestrian Park in Oroville. Officials say the burn will help reduce the amount of hazardous vegetation that could make the area susceptible to wildfire if untreated. It's part of a wider effort CAL FIRE has to treat 100,000 acres in California each year. In Chico, I'm Eric Adams.
And the city of Chico's permitting system will temporarily go offline next week for upgrades. Residents will not be able to submit new permit applications or request inspections online starting Sunday evening. Required documents can be dropped off in person at the City Hall next week, and residents should email relevant departments to ask questions or make requests. The upgraded permitting system will come back online on June 16th. The city says the upgrades will allow residents to pay fees online and improve functionality and communications. Also, Trinity County has released a draft ordinance meant to decrease the number of homeless encampments. The county's plan includes identifying high-risk areas and focusing on minimizing fire and environmental damage from encampments. There are also camp visit days where outreach workers would go out to offer support. The plan emphasizes the importance of community involvement and humane laws. The ordinance was developed by the county's Homeless Encampment Ad Hoc Committee, which includes several board members. The full draft ordinance can be found online and will be discussed at the next board meeting on June 17th. And finally, California is launching a program to provide money to people who lost their homes in recent disasters. Governor Gavin Newsom's office says the Cal Assist Mortgage Fund will open next Thursday with $105 million in grant funding. It'll help homeowners whose homes were destroyed or left uninhabitable due to disaster that received a state emergency proclamation by the governor or a major disaster declaration approved by the president. The window is between January 2023 and January 2025 and includes disasters such as the Eaton, Palisades, and Park fires and the San Diego floods. Eligible homeowners can apply for grants covering up to 3 months of mortgage payments, up to a total of $20,000. Newsom's office says none of the funds impact the proposed 2025-26 budget, and the money will be sent directly to homeowners' mortgage servicer. And those were your headlines for Friday, June 6th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, check out our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.